in too many places. The ice storm that just swept from Texas to Maine is no laughing matter. 23 people reported dead. Hundreds of thousands of homes still don't have electrical power. Here in the Washington, D.C. area, we got snow and sleet and freezing rain, and many schools citing icy streets canceled classes yesterday, including the private school that President Obama's daughters attend, which the resident of Chicago found difficult to believe.
I don't know. We're going to have to try to apply some flinty Chicago toughness to this town. I'm saying when it comes to the weather, folks in Washington don't seem to be able to handle things. But anyway.
To be fair, Washington, D.C. can overreact to winter weather sometimes. But a few people who've lived here longer than 8 days took umbrage at the president's remarks. So what's the tension like where you live? And if that's San Diego or San Juan, stop snickering. We want to hear from the snowier reaches of the audience today. Are you winter warriors or weather wimps? Call 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can join the conversation on our website at npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson has lived in Washington for nearly 30 years, and he's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly weather. Yesterday, he took to the op-ed pages of his newspaper not to argue the finer points of the stimulus plan or the war in Iraq, but to defend the city of snow wimps. So, Eugene Robinson, nice to have you on the program today.
Good to be here, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here representing wimps. appreciate the honor.
Well, you do point out that when flakes are forecast in this area, there is generally a panic run on the supermarkets for toilet paper and bottled water.
There is, and it is often insane, clinically insane. I mean, I literally have seen cars abandoned by the side of I-66 in 2 inches of snow, and I've seen these amazing runs on supermarkets and everything. Including people buying toilet paper for reasons that we don't even want to envision. There's a difference. There's a difference between the legitimate closing of schools on a winter day and the illegitimate closing of schools. And we've done our share of the latter. But I think the storm that we just had was more an example of the former. The street in front of my house was icy, and anybody who had tried to walk up that street would have fallen on his flinty keister.
You point out Chicago seems to be on the north side of the rain-snow line. When it precipitates in wintertime, it tends to fall as snow in Chicago.
It does. I think in my post, I pointed out that perhaps the president ought to consult a map. Washington is situated at the fall line. It's also essentially the dividing point between north and south, and between Piedmont and coastal plain. And the result is that when we get a winter storm, some parts of the metropolitan area will get snow. Some parts will get sleet. There'll be some freezing rain. There'll be some rain. You can't tell what you're going to get, and there might be some ice as well. In Chicago, you've got nothing but snow. If it's snowing on the north side, it's going to be snowing on the south side, you know, because Chicago's the dividing line between north and farther north, and it's at the point, not two geological provinces like Piedmont and Coastal Plain. It's at the intersection of very flat water and even flatter land, and so there are no hills in Chicago, so it makes it a whole lot easier to get around when the streets are slippery, if you don't have gravity working against you.
Well, we've asked our listeners to weigh in on the winter warriors as opposed to snow wimps question. This from Erica in Alaska by email. Try 50 below. The lower 48 doesn't have a clue about cold. She puts a smiley face there. Here in Alaska, we go to work and school down to minus 45. One day, minus 50. Then 2 days later, plus 5. Alaskans are happy because we have a heat wave. Trust me, you can feel that 55-degree jump. I'm from Texas, and I've been here 5 years, and I am already used to it. And let's get a caller on the line. This is Noelle. Noelle is from Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from New England, having moved from D.C., and comparing the two regions of the country, I have to say that Washington really struggles with how to deal with winter weather. Storms up here that the kids don't miss school for, we missed a week of school in the D.C. area. So it's quite a different experience.
I did spend some time. I went to school in the Hartford, Connecticut area, and again, it's on the snow side of the line. When precipitation falls in wintertime, you get a lot of snow, but it's all snow.
True. Although this past storm, we had everything. We had sleet, freezing rain, and today, you know, the kids are in school, even though the roads are pretty, you need skates on to get around the sidewalks, but they're in school. And I would suspect that if this was in D.C., we wouldn't have school today.
Well, the D.C. schools, to be fair, the public schools were open even yesterday.
Good.
Eugene Robinson, there are some outlying suburban counties, and again, there are hills, and it's dangerous to run those school buses up and down those streets, but there are some of those suburban counties in near Washington, D.C., if they see a flake in central Pennsylvania, they're canceling school.
No, that's true. That's true. Look, there's absolute truth in that proposition. And to establish, you know, my credibility on this, I went to the University of Michigan. I remember one time in 4 years that we had like a snowfall of 22 inches or something like that. I believe classes were canceled until noon. And but the classes afternoon you were expected to get to. So so I realized that, yes, this is a region of weather wimps. And yes, some of the school jurisdictions have made terrible decisions sometimes. Yesterday, one county decided, we're going to be tough. We're going to leave the schools open. And then it iced over. And so they ended up with the worst of all possible worlds. They made everybody come to school and then sent them all home early.
Oh, that's
and,
always so much
I think
fun.
That's, yeah. Yeah, that's really a lot of fun. That makes you go a little crazy.
We're talking. By the way, Noel, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
We're talking with Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post about, winter warriors and snow wimps. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. This from Eric in Denver. I really do agree with the president. 3-4 years ago, Denver got 4 feet of snow, which shut the city down for 4 days. This almost never happens, though. We deal with snow, ice, rain, never get a day off. We do always quietly laugh when the weather talks about 6 inches of snow and schools closing on the East Coast. You guys out there are snow paranoids. Get over it. Dig out your car and go to work or go to school. Now, let's talk with Kathy. Kathy with us from Toledo.
Yeah, I just want to say that those of us who have to live with all the wind and all the snow, you got to allow us a little bit of smugness. Since we have to put up with this weather all the time, we feel a little superior when we can get out of the house even when it's snowing.
That's not the reason they call Chicago the Windy City, though.
No, but the wind, when it's snowing and it's cold, is cold.
Oh, I remember Lou Rawls talking about the hawk, Eugene Robinson.
No, that's true. And look, Chicago is a terrible place when it's when that wind is blowing. I suggest that those who think we in Washington are all just total weather wimps, I suggest they might want to come here like in August when it's about 100 degrees and about 105% humidity. My colleague Gene McManus wrote a very funny and apropos piece on the op-ed page today, challenging those who believe we don't know how to deal with any kind of weather to visit us around the first or second week of August.
Kathy, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Benny. Benny with us from Jackson, Wyoming, where they get quite a bit of snow.
Yes, we do get quite a bit of snow out here. Last week we got 3 feet of snow, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It was 20 degrees one day, 30 below the next, and then 15 degrees the day after.
And did schools close?
Schools did not close.
Did people en masse move away? I mean, I know that Jackson is a beautiful place, but why do people live where it does that?
Well, we do a lot of winter skiing up in the mountains. We just love it out here. We can go cut our own firewood, and we love it when it gets like that. That's good weather for us.
All right, Benny.
You know, if it's sunny and warm out in the winter, then the skiing's not as good, so that's bad weather.
Thanks very much for the call, Benny, and good skiing.
Thank you.
This is from Jackie emailing us from Chicago. D.C. residents don't get too angry with the president. If you knew where he was coming from, you'd understand his shock that things close down when it snows. I moved from D.C. to Chicago last September. It seems like nothing has ever closed, even when a couple of weeks back it was negative 17 and snowing like crazy. It does make you tough. This morning, for instance, when my local NPR station told me it was 23 degrees outside, I actually thought, oh, wow, it's really warm. Regardless of my thoughts, though, I nearly slipped on a big patch of ice on the ground on the way to the L. I might poke a little fun at my friends in D.C. now, even though I know it's only my newfound toughness that makes them seem like wimps. And, well, I have to admit, Eugene, I was, you know, coming in yesterday and thinking about the difficulty difficulties of walking up one of those icy hills. But then I thought about the public radio station in Oswego, New York, which is about 150 feet from the shore of Lake Ontario. So you can imagine what that's like and the amount of snow that they get every year. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line. Let's go to Dan. Dan with us from Buffalo. Talk about Snow Central.
Yes. We get a lot of snow down here, and obviously it's no exception now.
And how much is on the ground?
Well, it's melted a little bit, but we got about 5 inches yesterday over the course of the day.
And, the schools stay open there, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll have closings during some things, but for the most part, you know, we tough it out. But I did used to live in the D.C. area. I went to college down there, and I was absolutely stunned by the inch or two that would accumulate and how everything would shut down without exception.
Well, to some degree, Eugene, it's partly the drivers, because the drivers, so many of them are not from here. And you get the drivers from Florida who want to put chains on their tires at the first flake, and
That's right.
People from Minnesota want to drive 60 on bald tires.
That's right. You really don't, at least I'll speak for myself. I have second thoughts about being on the roads with Washington area drivers when there's that, you know, one flake of snow coming down, because A, people panic, and B, if the roads actually do get slippery, they have kind of no idea, you know, turn in the direction of the skid. Well, try telling that to Washington drivers. It's not a pretty thing. And it's kind of dangerous. I mean, we have drivers from all around the world. This is an international city, including places where it never snows.
And half of them are driving cabs. Dan, thanks very much for the call.
No problem.
And Eugene Robinson, thank you so much for your time today.
So great to be here.
And we'll invite you back if we have some more wimps to defend.
Thanks so much.
Eugene Robinson, a columnist for The Washington Post, with us from that newspaper's offices here in Washington. I should point out, I visited WRVO Oswego in the summertime. Tomorrow, it's Science Friday. Ira Flatow will be here with a conversation with Presidential Science Advisor Harold Varmus, plus teaching aspiring biologists and physicists to reason more scientifically. That's all tomorrow on Talk of the Nation Science Friday. We'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Thank you.